Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
June the 3rd. Worship, the consummation.
This week, Derek shows us how Jesus was cut off by death so that we can be joined to God eternally. Today he shows us that worshipping God in spirit and truth is at the heart of our union with him. In John 4:23-24, Jesus said, "The Father is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth." Worship is a function of the Spirit. What's the act by which we're joined to the Lord as one Spirit? Worship. That's why worship is the highest activity of human beings. When we're joined to the Lord in worship, we begin to bring forth or birth the things that God wants brought forth. Worship isn't a sort of appendix to the Christian life. It's not an afterthought, a mere addition to our services. Worship is the culmination. It's the confirmation. If I may say this without offending anybody, worship is the consummation of our marriage to the Lord. It unites us with him in one spirit. When we have that marriage union, it's always for the sake of procreation. That's when we procreate. That is when we procreate. That is when we bring forth spiritual fruit. By spiritual fruit, I mean the fruit of the Spirit, which is listed in Galatians 5:22-23. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The people who bring forth the kinds of fruit specified in this passage don't need to be governed by the law. They're not under the law. They've escaped from their marriage to the flesh under the law, and they're free to be married by the Holy Spirit to the resurrected Christ and bring forth the kind of fruit that's appropriate to that union. The key to the Christian life isn't effort, it's union. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your work on the cross. I proclaim that as I worship the Lord, I am united to him in one spirit. I proclaim that Jesus was cut off by death, that I might be joined to God eternally. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.